We're learning Maseches Yevamim, Daf Tzadik Zayin Amud Beis, and we're starting at the top of the Amud. The Gemara now is going to bring seven different chidos, seven different mashalim, or like riddles, and we have to explain them. Now, Rashi says, what's pshat these mashalim? Mashalim sayin v'regilim ne'od mo'emram. People just say them over, like, you know, how is it possible for this to happen? And the Gemara doesn't explain it. Tosfos says a lashon like, kol ilu amasim lo meshmilo chamidi, that teaches us anything. Ela l'tshuvas haminim. Just l'tshuvas in the minim say, how is this possible? You have to know what to answer them. Because this Gemara is, toyer l'shmo l'hagdil toyer v'la'adira, seven different cases. First case, how is it possible to have that ach ma'av v'loy ma'im, v'hu baila, and it's her husband, the husband of a mother. V'anoa barat insei, I'm a daughter of the insei. Amar Rav Chama, we'll explain everything. Amar Rav Chama, the loyik Rabbi Yehuda de Masisim. It's not like Rabbi Yehuda de Masisim. It means like this. This case is, the riddle is answered, the case like this. Ruvain married Bracha, who is Anusas Av. Okay, because Yaakov, what happened was like this. Yaakov and his wife had Ruvain. Yaakov was Ma'anes Bracha. Okay, Yaakov was Ma'anes Bracha, and they had Dina. Okay, they had Dina. Now, Ruvain went ahead and married Bracha, which is his father's Anusa. Married the brother, okay? So Dina, who's the son of Yaakov, Ma'anes Bracha has Dina. Dina says to Ruvain, now look at the words. Ach Ma'av, Dina says to Ruvain, you are my brother. We have the same father, both Yaakov. V'loy me'im, not the same mother. V'hu baila de'im. And Ruvain is the husband of my mother. Because now Yaakov is Ma'anes Bracha and Hadina. Now Ruvain is the baila de'im. And I am the daughter of his wife. I am the daughter of Bracha. So that's the first riddle. And to loik Rav Yehuda. Because according to Rav Yehuda holds, you're not allowed to marry your Anusas Aviv. But here, the guy went ahead and married Rus Aviv, that's what's possible. The next few cases will be with Goyim. Zok the case, Vaita, what's the case? Achu ubrihu, achose ano dahai, darina akasve. Meshkachas law, we'll go back to what it means. Meshkachas is possible, we have over here a Goy, we'll call him Mike. He was ba abitoy, he was Mazano, his own daughter, and he had a child. So the mother says to the daughter, to the child like this. You are, first of all, my brother. We have the same father. Because Mike was Mazana with his daughter. So his daughter had this child. So you're my brother. It says, Achu. You're my brother. You're my son. You're my son. And also, this child is my sister. So he says, Achu. Yeah, Achu, Ubrihu, Achose Ano. I am a sister of the guy I'm holding. We're sister to the father. Same father. We have the same father. Mike was Baal Bita. What?
What's Achu?
It's, one's talking Klapit Blah, one's talking Klapit the Isha. The same thing. Achu Achachos means who? You're my brother, and he's my sister.
The Vlad's a boy, right?
Vlad's a boy, yeah.
Okay, and so how can it be? It's a brother to the.
To his mother. He's a brother to his mother. They both have the same father. And his mother is his sister. Because they're the same father. Same thing, exactly. You have a few of those things. Third case. We have seven coming up. This is number three. Number three is like this. Shalom alecha bri, shalom alechem my son, bas achasech, which is my nephew, ano, and bas achasech ano. Meshkachas la b'chom abal bas pita. Here, Mike was mezana with his grandchild, and they had a Vlad, and the mother says to the Vlad, you are my son, and I am your niece. I'm your niece.
Say that again, what happened?
We have a guy that was born as a grandchild.
Okay.
Granddaughter, okay, and his granddaughter, and they have a child. So the granddaughter says to the child, "You are my son, and you're also my uncle. Why are you my uncle? Because Mike's son.
Sister.
He's my uncle. So,
no, it's Mike.
Yeah, no, Mike's son. So he's my uncle. He's the guy. He's my uncle. That's the case. Shalom l'chabri basa chosek. I am the daughter of your sister, because both of us say that you're my mother and you have the same father. The next case is similar to the first case, very similar. That's what it says. The dolu davla, which Rashi means to talk to the peyalim who are watering the fields. I have a pasta. Once we know this, I have a pasta riddle for you. Lipa b'chuz sasar pesa. It fell to us some deep riddle. The hide the darina who. Bar, the guy who's helping me out here is a son. Vano baras achua. I am the daughter of your brother. Same exact case, just Mike was ba on the grandchild through his son. So here, the mother says to Vlad, you are my son, and I am bas achiv. I am the daughter of your brother, because it was through a son. That's that case. Akaponim, that's this case. That's case number four. Case number five. Case number five, he says, Biya biya ma'och, vu av, you're my brother, you are my father, vu bal, you're my husband, vu barbal, you're the son of my husband, vu hu baila de aim, you are the husband of my mother, va no barte de isise, I am a daughter of your wife, vu liyav pita, after all this, liyav pita lachu yasme, and you're not, liyachu yasme ibne barte, you're not giving to the yasme, your children, your grandchildren. This is possible. First of all, he was Baal Imoy, and he had a daughter. And then he married that daughter, Al Isabas. His father, had children. So the case is like this, okay? Mike has a father also, a Meshuggah Nagoy. And Mike marries his mother and has a daughter. And then he marries the daughter and has children. And then the Zokin marries the daughter and has children, okay? So this daughter, who's the mom's of Ma'ala Zaitin, says, you are my brother. He's talking to the father. He says, you are my brother. We have the same mother, okay? That's what he says on her father. You are my brother. You are also my father. You are also my husband. You are also the son of my husband, because the Zakim was born him. You're also the son of the husband. You are also Baila De'imi, the husband of my mother. And you are also the bas of my of your wife. I'm the daughter of your wife, which is the same thing really as you're my father. And the children over here are your children. These children over here are children, are your grandchildren and your father's grandchildren, and you're still not giving them any bread. These children are like, we related to you 100 times over, and they're your brothers and your grandchildren. When this bas has children, since the zokin was born her also, so the children, first of all, some of his children are his children, and some of his children, they're considered not only his children, they're his grandchildren, and they're also his father's, through his father, so they're his brothers. Someone from his father, his brothers. And you're still not giving them any food. You don't pay any food to them. They're your children, grandchildren, your nephews, your brothers, your everything, and you don't give them a penny. That's what comes out of here. That was case number five. Case number six is like this. Anova at achi, anova avuch achi, anova imcha achi, meshkachas la, ba'oivu chavim ha'ba'al imoy, v'hoil men eshtei bonos, v'choz ha'ba'al achas mehem, v'hoil men ha'ben. V'kari lei, achas, achas ha'de imoy, v'kom lei hachi, anova, Va'at b'ni ano. Let's go through this case slowly. Okay. Case number six is a'ovichavim that's born imoy, and the case is v'shkachlo a'ovichavim abal imoy v'ahil men shtei banos v'chaz abal achas men v'ahil men a ben. Okay. So here we have a case over here that a'ovichavim is abal imoy. He has two children, two banos. Right? There's two bonus. And one of them, he was born them and had children. So the bas, who was single still, says to the ben, first of all, you're an va'at achi, we are brothers. Okay? If you go to the third wide line, that's what we're reading from. An ano va'at achi, me and you are brothers, because we have the same father. Ano va'avuch achi, me and your father are brothers. You know why? Because we have the same mother. Okay? And ano va'imcha achi, me and your mother are our brother and sister, both sides. What?
This is same as before, seven case.
Sixth case. This is no shaykh, it's the case before. The fifth case was a case with his grandchildren, with the zaking. That was a new case. Let's start again. Anova at achi means a case where, again, remember, the case is a goy marries his mother, has two daughters, and one of the daughters, and then he marries one of his daughters. So the single daughter is telling the child who came from her sister, the child, the son who came in there says, you are my brother, we have the same father. Anova at achi. Anova avuch achi. Me and your father are brothers because we have the same mother. Anova imcha achi because we have the same father and mother. Meshkach zo v'chavim ha'bal imoy v'hild men eshtei banos And you had a child. So here's the case. And he calls this Vlad, you're the sister of my mother. The Kamri Lehochi, and this is what you say to it. This is what you just read. The Kamri Lehochi, period. That's the we just read over there. That's the case. Because here the mother's sister is telling this to him. The mother's sister is telling it to the son. The two daughters, it's the single daughter. Vikarile achos the ima vikarile, and saying to the son of the daughter who had children. Last case. Ano va'at b'nei achi ano va'avuch b'nei achi. Says, "Ha, this is possible." But Teirin Namish Kachas Lo. Good going. Ruvain Shishloi Shtei Banas. Everything's mutter over here. He has two daughters. Va'asa Shimon V'Nosav Chadim. Now Shimon marries one of them. Va'asa Bar Levi, the son of Levi Nosav Chadim. Now marries one of Ruvain's daughters. V'Karmilei Berei the Shimon LeBar Berei the Levi. So the son of Shimon is saying to the Enikol of Levi, saying we're bnei achoyos, we're the sons of sisters, right? The two daughters of Reuven. Ani va'avicha ben achim, and me and your father are the son of brothers Shimon and Levi, and ani va'avicha bnei achim, and me and your father are the son of Achim. So al kaponim, that's the case, or the son of Shimon and Levi. So that's the case over here. It's the last riddle where that's the case where Reuven had two daughters, Shimon married one daughter, the Enikol of Levi married another daughter, and that's how it fits in these things. I'll read it inside one more time. Ano va'at b'nei achi, me and you are b'nei achi, the son of brothers, because I am a child of a brother, and you ano va'avuch b'nei achi, ano v'imcha b'nei achi. Yeah, okay. That's the end of the seven riddles. Klar, Arnozen? Very good. Right, new Mishnah. So this next Mishnah is no riddles. Look to Mishnah. Hagiyaris and Iskaya b'nei ima. The loch is that Hagiyaris and children who are Gairim really not related to each other. And a lot of different reasons not related to each other. First of all, by Goyim, there's no yichus from the father, only from the mother. And anyway, a ger is katan shenayel adami. But there are some, we'll see in the Gemara, there is maybe some derabban de gadin that looks like they're related. So Allah is Hagiyaris, who had two children, all Goyim, Shinazgarim, Bana Ima, Evan became Gairim, Lechotzim, Lem Yavim. If those one of those children's wives, husbands die, so the wife, there's no Chalitza or Yibim. And we'll see what that means exactly in the Gemara. Now, Philo Hirasa Shalrishan Shleibe Kedusha, Lasa Kedusha, even if one boy was born, was conceived Shleibe Kedusha, and then born by Kedusha, Vashani Hirasa Lasa Kedusha, and the second one was conceived and born by Kedusha. So now, really, they are 100% brothers meha'im. There's no chalitza and yibum. Pakeret, it's also yibum there because they're eshes achme'im. But since they're not father, they're not related because one's hirasa shaloi b'kedusha. They don't have the same father. One, the father was a guy. The second time, the father was a yid. Therefore, they're not no chalitza yibum. V'chein shifcha shishach meha'im. Same halach is a shifcha who the children became meshuchar. Zok the Gemara b'nei yudon amsa. Ishtachra, the children of Yudan Amsa were freed. Sharuler of Acha Bayakov. So you have these two, basically two Gerim, and they both were married, and what they got divorced. Let's say Sharuler of Acha Bayakov went to Noshe Adadi. Rav Acha Bayakov allowed them to marry each other's wives. They're not related. Amalei Rava, great thing. Amalei Rava of Rav Sheshes. Also, Rav Sheshes said it was also. On Malay, who aser v'nal sharina? He holds aser, I holds muta. It's machlokes Rav Acha by Yaakov and Rav Sheshes. What's the halacha when you have two gerim who are married? Could they marry each other's wives? And the Gemara now explains and limits the machlokes. Mina av v'loy mina aim kolan loy pligi d'shari. If they're only related, even with in Goyish father, the same father, not the same mother, everyone agrees that the mutter, because everyone understands that a Goyish father doesn't count, because the ladies are mazan a lot of times, and therefore they're not getting mixed up with a yid to think you're allowed to marry your brother's wife. also. Why? Because you get mixed up with Yisrael. I mean, the rice, it's mutter because it's a kosh neodami. But since it's been an aim, and everyone knows they're really related, so they get mixed up with Israel. What's the machlekes? Keep legim and av and aim that they're related both from the father and the mother. Mandashari basa avashdin. One holds mutter holds that everyone looks at it as they're both the sons of Mike. And since by a guy, everyone knows that it's not a relation through a father, so they say, oh, it's not going to get mixed up with Israel. Shadina da bay name Planya Karlu. They call him the son of that guy. Rav Shesus Karlu Nami Bnei Planya. They also call him the sons of the lady, and therefore we're wearing it mixed up with Israel. That's one version of Machlekes. V'igadamri, Pagrach of Yaakov Afilu Ba'achim name. Even if they're full fledged brothers, both father and mother, but since they're Gerim, they're Mutter. Umay Taima, Gerish and Isgari Koshne Odami. And the Ritva speaks to Alec, everyone knows this. Everyone knows that a garish is a guy called Shneodami, according to this Mandi Amar, according to this version of Acha, and therefore he holds that Gerim allowed to marry their brother's wives, and both each other's brother's wives, because it's not a problem, because everyone knows they're not related. Now, let's go to our Mishnah. It says in our Mishnah, Hagiyarish is Gari B'nai Ima, a Gerish that the children became Gerim, in this case, Loichotzim Lemiyav. So we thought it means there's no Chalitza, and you're not allowed to do Ibam. So why not? My time, Alav Mishum Da Asiri. L'chair, it's also. So you see, Klar, it's the Kasha on Rav Acha by Yaakov, for either version. Because here, there is a fault related from the father, and we say, that you're not allowed to do, you're not allowed to get married. So the answer is, Loi, the ain't of a Torah is Chalitz of Yivim. What it means is, you're not allowed to do Chalitz of Yivim. But you're not in Alaru. You don't have to do, the ain't of a Torah, you don't have to do Chalitz of Yivim. But v'shayir la'amah, the mutter la'amah, v'inu nami shari, the mutter to marry each other's wives also, as well. That's not a problem. L'chos v'yam means not allowed to Yivim. Why allowed to Yivim? Because going quick to my name, allowed to Yivim. Freit the Gemara,
v'ak'tah.
It's not Yivim, right. L'chos v'yam, exactly. But you're allowed to marry each other's wives.
It's not
Yivim, yeah. But for tomorrow, all of my whole that's also all of my tomorrow. Vaktani afilu. It says in the sefer a case like this: afilu hayrasa shal rishon shleiv kedusha, v'leidasa bekedusha. The halacha is that you allow that not that eloi chotzim lemiyavim. Now here Rashi speaks out really that you're not allowed to do yibum here because here they're related from the mother for real. They're both Jewish, so the mark is a little problematic now. Vaktani. And we're saying it's better if you hold that it's usher. So Iyamrit Bishlama Asiri, that in the ratio it's usher because you know mixed up with Yisrael. Sahayim Dutani Afilu. The Afagav, the Rishon Hirasa Shalai B'Kedusha, V'Leidasai B'Kedusha, V'Hasheni Hirasa V'Leidasai B'Kedusha, U'Kishtei Moistam. It looks like two mothers, because at one point the mother was conceived Shalai B'Kedusha, and the second one was conceived B'Kedusha, and people will, and it looks like two Yimoyis. So afilu hachi asiri, and still it's awesome. Like we spoke at, it's a little bit shverlich because betzem here it's definitely worse. It's not afilu because here it's definitely it's also deraisa. But he's saying in pasta afilu because we're talking about what it looks like. So in the ratio according to Amandiyam, the ratio is also because of derabanan. The sefer, even though it looks like two mothers, is also also. Even though there it's also with deraisa, but there'll be having what it looks like. Look at Tysus. Tysus really talks about this a little bit. Tysus is my shah, the Ritva. Ela I amrit shari, but if you hold the resha is saying it's mutter, maya filu, what is the filu? So Gemara says like this, the filu like this. The afagav, the viral leidos mekdusha, even though they're both leidos mekdusha, and you would think that you can't do yavam alashok here, why vasa chlufa be Yisrael, afilu achi shari. We're saying like this. According to Rav Acha, the second man, the Yama, the chiddush of the sefer is the ilad mary l'shok, even though they're both really related over here, mina'im, and you would think that get mixed up with Yisrael. K'mashma, no, since everyone chaps that the fathers are not related, one father's a goy and the second time is a yid, so therefore there's no din yibum or chalitza whatsoever, and therefore it's mut. Like Rashi says, you would think the osa chuv Yisrael the mishri yivam l'shok, but the chalitza filahoch is shari la'ama. Why? The maid the yad everyone knows the yibum mina'av who. Even because of Av, but Rashi says, but Afkal Alma, but the do the Takanala marry each other because it's a deraisa of Eishes Achmanaim. Ikedamri, some say it's the opposite. It was better fear of Acha. Ikedamri, Hokanam is Davra. The Mishnah is better according to Rav Acha. Hokanam is Davra Sharu that the Mishnah Loichos of Yav means you let him marry Lashuk and you let him marry each other's brother wives. Hokanam is Davra Sharu. The Tony Afilu. Yeah, Mishnah Shlomo Sharu. The Sefer is not saying that mutter to marry each other's wives, but it means even though they're both Adosim Kedusha, you still let him marry Lashok. Even though the Asher Chufi be Yisrael. Let him marry, you don't have to do Chalitza. Eli Amrta Siri, Maya Filu. If he holds Asher, what's that Filu? If I care, what's that Filu? That's more Pasha, that's Asher. So Gemara says, no, the Africa, you would say, the Africa of the region, a Rosh of Kedusha, Lazim Kedusha, Vashini, a Rosh of Lazim Kedusha, the Kshdei Emois, I mean, like two mothers. Filahachi is still, Asiri, still, they are Asher. Filahachi, you would say, you still say that it's Asher, even though we say that's the Raisa, but still we say the Chiddush even looks like two Emois. One more Tashema. Remember, we have a Machlokes over here. If you have here two Goyim that have a father, same father and same mother, are the latter marry each other's wives. One of them says, you're not allowed to marry each other's wives because it'll get mixed up with Yisrael. One of them says, yeah, you could marry each other's wives because it's Gerish Shizkai Kosh Nel Adami. Even in the case of only Mina'im, we saw maybe that Fidei Kedamri, you're allowed to marry Kuntadam on the Yama because everyone knows Gerish Shizkai Kosh Nel Adami. We're not worried about Asalachufe. Tashema, Shneachim Tu'umim Gerim. It's two twins, Gerim. Obviously, by twins, they have the same father and mother. That's the Metzius. B'chein, Meshachrorim. Halacha is lecholtzim v'lo miyavmim. There's no chalitza and no yivum. V'ein chayav m'shemesh shach. And they're allowed to marry each other's. There's no chiv if they marry each other's wives. V'ein chayav m'shemesh shach. Next case. Hoysay ro sam shaloi v'kdusha v'idosim v'kdusha. Lecholtzim miyavmim. No chiv chalitza because they're all the same father. V'lo miyavmim. No yivum. Avachayav and Meshemesh Shach, we're the same father in that case, because one's a goy and one's a yid, that's the difference. Rather, the twins have the same father, but since the one was conceived when he's a goy, the other one when he's a yid, so that there's no. Look on the Yavim, Avachayav and Meshemesh Shach. Here you will be Chayav Meshemesh Shach. Why? Because the mother was Jewish both times. In the first case, they were goyim, so then when they become gerim, there's no Eshach, even though they have the same father and mother, there's no Chayav Eshach. But here, the mother was Jewish in both times, they'll be Chayav Meshemesh Shach. If the harasa and the kedusha, so then. By the way, I was saying the father was a goy and yid. The father was a goy for the conceivement of the twins, so they're not related. For father, mother, yet. Now here, harasa and the kedusha. If the harasa when they conceived and when they were born, the kedusha harim kisrael called the rain, the regular Israel. Ketani mias in the reisha says ein chayav shemesh shach. So the diak. The first case is the Pashta Gerim. The Pashta Gerim, the loch is, you're not Chayav Shemesh Shach, because the cotton is a ger, she's got a cotton shneil dummy. It's mashma, ein chayav shemesh shach, v'chiyu b'leka, ha isur ikad, is a isur, so it's a kasher of acha. Racha said that everyone knows ger is a cotton condon shneil dummy, and it should be mutter. So why is it isur? So we're huidin for isur nam yuleka, there's no isur. The I did the boil of Mr. Seifa, the Chayovim, Seifa wants to say Chayovim, don't know Rachel Chayovim. Rachel says, Ain Chayovim. Agav says Chayovim, Rachel Ain Chayovim. Avada, it is a Osir, and Avada, it's not Osir, according to Vacha, Avada, it's Mutter, just said, Ain Chayovim, Otu the Seifa.